Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. We especially want to welcome all of our first timers to our fellowship service. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. You have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. This is a platform, amen, where we meet 7 days a week, unless we have some interruptions. Amen. Glory be to God, as we had on yesterday. We had some technical interruptions, we give them that. Glory be to God. We realize that we're not going to be too hard on people. Things happen. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the world we're living in. Maybe about once or twice a year, we may have some difficulties that prohibit us. And so we're aiming for better, but we just want to thank God. Amen. That we can keep it moving. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. And so, amen, for a few minutes today, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, as we begin the devil's a liar, amen. We want to, amen, share with you the thought, amen, that we have prepared to share with you on yesterday, but it's more appropriate today, glory be to God, amen, because we want to talk about being hindered. We want to talk about being hindered. What should you do when your plans seem hindered? Glory be to God. We know that yesterday, amen, we were prepared to move forward, amen, but we were hindered, amen. Glory be to God. We was hindered, hallelujah, because we could. Now, we could have, amen, I could have, amen, tried to text everybody, tell everybody to meet us on our second number. Glory be to God. That's just too much work for me. It was just too much. I just didn't feel up to it. Then you could not only, we could have ministered to us in the inner circle, amen, and we still would have omitted those of our brothers and sisters, amen, who are part of our circle across the globe, amen. And so, amen, we just let it go, amen. Sometimes, amen, the Lord will give you a day off, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The same way as we concluded, amen, the day before, amen, showing you through the scripture that God paid, that God is a rewarder, amen, that God will give you a check. Hallelujah, an increase, a bonus. And we're not talking about when you get to heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. That's something that God will do right here on earth. Amen. Excuse me one second. I have to do something. Give me one second. Okay, I am back. We also have to realize too, beloved, amen, that warfare is inevitable. Warfare is inevitable, amen. New levels, new devils. Give me one second. New levels, new devils. Satan is afraid of you. Satan is afraid of you. He's afraid that you might make it. He's afraid you might make some progress. See, he's afraid when you get one step closer. He's afraid when you might tap and have a, you know, a bullseye accurate alignment with the will of God, with the promises of God, with the blessings of God. The devil is afraid because now not only do you have a testimony of victory, glory be to God. See, not only do you have a testimony. See, now other folks are saved. Other people are encouraged. See, other people's lives are changed for your testimony. Glory be to God. And so because of all this, beloved, amen and hallelujah, the enemy sometimes will try to hinder your progress in the Lord. This is why we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. It reads, wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Satan hindered us. This is Brother Paul, the mighty man of faith, the mighty man of power, but he's saying here that Satan hindered him from moving forward. Sometimes Satan will hinder you. Sometimes Satan will hinder you, beloved. Satan does have tactics. So let's see how Paul handled. Let's see what Paul did when he was hindered. Have you ever pursued something that you believe was God's will? In your heart, you believe it was God's will. Yet, obstacles seem to keep you from doing what you thought you were supposed to do. I know God want me to do this. I keep having problems. I keep having hindrances. I keep having roadblocks. See? First of all, amen, let's just keep it real this morning, beloved, amen, hallelujah, that we don't want you to feel alone. Because many people have been in the same position, in the position now, glory be to God. It's not just you. Anytime the Bible, that's why I love the Bible. The Bible tells us everything. It tells us some. Look, if the Bible was written by man, there would be a lot of stuff that's not in there. They would make sure, see, that a lot of that stuff was not in there, especially pertaining to Lot and his daughters and other such as scriptures. They say, no, we can't put this in the Bible. Even Paul felt this way from time to time. I'm being hindered. I'm being hindered. Yeah, but you can do all things through Christ, but I'm being hindered. What should you do in times like these, beloved? In our scripture this morning, glory be to God, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, amen, Paul says, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. I would have been there, but Satan hindered us. I would have been on time, but Satan hindered us. I would have did the radio broadcast fellowship service yesterday, but Satan hindered us. Oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, my God. But Satan hindered us. What's that word hinder? What does that word hinder mean, beloved? Hallelujah. In the Greek. Hello? Hallelujah. It is an old word that was originally used to describe a road so deteriorated and broken up that it was impassable. A road in bad shape. And some of you drivers, amen, know what I'm talking about. When you're driving on the road and on the way to your destination, only to discover that the road that you're driving on is full of ruts, is full of potholes. See, the road is too bad for you to continue your journey. And so what happens when, matter of fact, I was riding on a road like that not too long ago. And as a result, what you have to do, the road is so bad that you actually have to turn around. You actually have to go back or find another route to get to where you're going. Let's see if the GPS will take us another way, because this is too bad. We can't continue on this road. Well, beloved, that is exactly the image of the word, amen, that is portrayed to us here in our scripture this morning when Paul says, but Satan hindered us. Paul uses this word to describe the hindering forces that kept him from going to see the Thessalonians. Beloved, there is no doubt that this means Paul was on his way to see them. He was on his way. I'll be there by the end of the night. I'll be there. I'm on my way. All right? Look out for me. But the Bible tells us, beloved, not once, but twice. I tried to come Monday. I had some issues. Okay, but wait a minute. All right, we coming. All right, we had to get another flight. All right, that didn't work. Amen. We had to schedule another broadcast. Wait a minute. Okay, it didn't work. All right, but wait a minute. Don't give up. We coming. Paul said not once, but twice. He says, wherefore we have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again. The first time we was hindered, we had to turn around, so we tried it the second time. But the Bible tells us, beloved, the journey became so filled with danger and unexpected bumps that Paul had to turn around, Paul had to go back, and Paul had to rethink his strategy on how he was going to get to the church at Thessalonica. Beloved, can you think of a time when you encountered something like this in your own personal journey? He said, wait a minute, y'all. Wait, give me a cup of coffee. Some of y'all might be drinking something else. Some of y'all might be drinking something else. Some of you might be smoking something else, too. Hey, wait a minute. Let's sit down, y'all. Wait a minute. Let's rethink this journey. And it wasn't like Paul wasn't praying. Because we know Paul had a prayer life. Paul said, wait a minute, we got to pray one more prayer. Come on. We got to rethink this. Let's rethink this. How can we do this in another way? Because this ain't working. See? This ain't working. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, and glory be to God. As I wind down, I just wanted to drop this in you today because the devil's a liar. Because I was going to bring it to you yesterday, but since we was hindered yesterday, I'm definitely saying we ain't doing nothing today until we get this in here. To know that the devil does have tactics, beloved. This word hinder in our scripture, I hope all of you will invest in a Greek dictionary, Greek Bible, because that's the original language. We really get the real message. See, because in the Greek, you just have a few thousand words. See, now when you bring it over to the English, you may have a half a million words. See, one word got 25 meanings in the English dictionary. See, but when you study it in its original intent, you can really see what the Spirit is saying to us, beloved. When this word here, hinder, means more than that. Glory be to God. It means more, glory be to God, hallelujah, against the bumps on the road. Glory be to God, the potholes on the road. Glory be to God. It was also used in Greek times in an athletic sense. It was used to portray the moment when a runner comes along another runner. Okay? So you see the Olympics, you got your runners, glory be to God, running, and here comes this other runner from nowhere, and that when that runner comes up, he literally elbows the other runner out of the race. You got two runners. The second runner comes up and elbows the other runner out of the race. Although the second runner was running a good race, he is shoved out of the way by the aggression of the fellow runner. And because he is shoved out of the way, beloved, the runner who has elbowed loses the leading edge he previously held. Why? He was hindered. This rascal done elbowed me out the race. He was hindered. I've been elbowed. I've been sideswiped. Huh? Paul said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Not only was it too many potholes on this road, we had to turn around. That rascal elbowed us. We was hindered. Oh, beloved, you see why we got to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. You see why we got to watch and pray. This means, beloved, that Paul understood Satan's tactics. You have to understand, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Oh, I don't want to talk about Satan. I don't want to. Oh, you don't want to know nothing about your number one arch enemy? Shame on you. Shame on you. Paul was not ignorant of the devil's devices and tactics. He understood Satan's tactics. That's why he knew that Satan was hindering him. The enemy had tried to make use of dangerous and unexpected bumps along the way. Why did Satan want to put these unexpected bumps along the way? He wanted to throw Paul off track. He wanted to elbow him out of his spiritual race. I come to tell you this morning, some of you have been elbowed. Some of you have been elbowed out of your spiritual race. You have been hindered by Satan. And got a little too bumpy for you. The potholes, glory be, got a little bit too bumpy. Huh? Glory be to God, you being hindered. And you don't know what's going on. I don't know why God doing this to me. I don't know. It ain't God. You're ignorant of Satan's devices. In fact, Paul was convinced that Satan has specifically engineered these unforeseen and unanticipated hassles to keep him from getting to the Thessalonian church. And this is why he says, wherefore we would have come unto you. We was going to be there, church. Not once, but again. Two times we tried to get to you. We tried to get it. We didn't want to be late. We wanted to be faithful. We wanted to be on time. We wanted to. He said, but Satan hindered us. We was elbowed. Ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. So, beloved, when these two ideas are put together and we look up the Greek definition of the word hindered, glory be to God, hindered becomes an impasse so severe that it prohibits you from going where you need to go, or an aggressor who unkindly elbows you off the course of your spiritual race. Anybody feel like they're being hindered from where they need to go? Huh? Oh, glory be to God. So let me read this scripture in the Greek. And it reads, Satan created an impasse that kept me from coming to see you. Satan put obstruction in my path to prevent me from getting to you. Satan cut in on me and prohibited me from visiting you as I wanted to do. Satan tried to elbow his way in on me to keep me from coming to see you. Beloved, when something happens that seems to prohibit you from doing the will of God, I want you to remember that you are not the first to encounter such difficulties. That's the first thing. When we couldn't get on the broadcast yesterday, I said, oh, well, it happens about twice a year. 365 days we're here. Okay, we have technical difficulties once a year, twice a year. Hey, look, I got some housework done. Because we was being hindered, glory be to God. It ain't the first time. They might not be the last time. Glory be to God. I said, God, even you got a purpose in the hindrance. My God. Oh, come on back with us next week. Later on this week, we're going to talk about that. I want you to know that regardless of your situation, beloved, maybe you've been elbowed this morning. Glory be to God. Others have been in the same quandary. In time, listen to me as I close on this morning to encourage somebody. Some of you have been elbowed pretty hard. In time, however, the devil's attacks cease. Resist the devil and he will flee. In time, it will pass away. This too must pass. See, so Paul was hindered once, Paul was hindered twice, but, amen, Paul wasn't continued being hindered. We got to say persist until you succeed. Some people called the our broadcast yesterday, maybe a visitor, amen, that's the bad part about when you're not on, a visitor might call, they didn't even try again today. Yeah, well, I called and couldn't get in. When? Yesterday. See, Paul was hindered once. Paul was hindered twice. But guess what? Paul didn't stop. Baby, my motto in life is persist until you succeed. Persist until you succeed. Yesterday, I think I might have called in about 10 times. First, they let me in. Then they cut me off. I was waiting, the music was playing, then it just cut me off. What did I do? Go to bed? No. I called about 5 times, 10, maybe 10 times. I put my best effort in. I guarantee some people call one time, say, oh, that's it. Baby, you got to persist until you succeed. Didn't get in yesterday, guess what? Did I stay in my bed today? Glory be to God. I said, oh, I don't know, something wrong with the broadcast. We couldn't get in yesterday. Couldn't get in yesterday. You ain't going to try again today. And that's the mentality that some of us have. Yeah, well, you know, I tried that, and you know, and they got an attitude. I tried that, and you know, they want to get offensive. I tried that, and they hurt my feelings. I tried that. Oh, so you was hindered back then, so you ain't going to try again today because what happened yesterday? Beloved, that's a weak soldier. That's a weak soldier, and that's somebody who ain't made up their mind that they going to get their fight on. You ain't serious. You ain't serious, baby. The violent take it by force. You hindered me yesterday, try again today. That's what Paul said. And it happened again today. Paul said, okay, day two, you got me. Then Paul came back the third day. He said, try again today. Then you got to tell the devil every day, try again today. And this is what the Bible tells us, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season we will reap if we faint not. Rock steady, baby. Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let me tell you something. We're celebrating 11 years anniversary, and we got to get our program together, too. We got to get a program together, get the committee together, and get our program together. We got about maybe eight weeks, celebrating our 11th church anniversary. Baby, if every time this ministry bump had a hiccup, a bump, baby, look, y'all would be doing something else this morning. And showing up wouldn't be here. If I quit every time I came into a roadblock, if I quit every time I was elbowed, if I quit every time somebody came up against me, some circumstance came up against me, some devil came up against me, if I quit every time I came up against a physical attack, a mental attack, a financial attack, baby, we got to man up. It takes a real man and a real woman to serve God. God can't use no coward soldiers. We are in training for reigning. We've been toughened up by the things that we suffer. Our light affliction, which worketh in us, a far more exceeding weight of glory. It ain't easy when you first start exercising and you got those pumps and you on the treadmill or whatever you're doing. You ready to put your push-ups. You ready to quit. But when you keep going, baby, not only do you feel better, you look better too. Ooh, they say, ooh, look at you. What you doing? My God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I come to tell you that eventually the devil got to back up. You talk to anybody that has achieved anything in God's kingdom. Baby, it wasn't no easy road. If it was easy, everybody would have been there by now. It is a story behind our praise. See, everybody wants to base in your glory, but don't nobody, amen, want to walk in your story. You got to go through something. When Satan comes up against you, glory be to God, hallelujah. Look, you got to fight the good fight of faith. Sometimes that fight means you got to take a seat. It takes faith to even sit down. So, okay, we're going to sit down. We're going to sit down on this one. But what about faith? I am using my faith. I'm using my faith to sit down right now because guess what? He elbowed me this morning. He ain't going to elbow me, amen, this afternoon. Now, let's just rethink our strategy here. Eventually, the devil will leave. Did not he leave Jesus in the wilderness? Come to tempt our Lord and Savior? And what happened? And then the Bible says, and read it. Read it for yourself. And said, then the devil left. Well, here come the devil hindering Paul. Then what happened? Then the devil left. What's the point? And then guess what? Some of you being hindered. But when you stand your ground, then the devil left. Ah, come on, somebody shout with me this morning. Hallelujah. In time, the devil's attack ceased against Paul, and the way was clear for him to move ahead. God to clear the way. The two-leaf gate shall be open. Every crooked path will be made straight. Oh, eventually God will clear the way. And here comes some money. Oh, my God, where is money coming from? And here comes some help. And here comes some encouragement. And here comes Boaz. Ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, come on, somebody. And eventually here come your healing. Eventually here come your breakthrough. Eventually here it come. Glory. Why? Because the way has been made clear. You was hindered, but I ain't hindered no more. Beloved, in the same way, you can be sure that God is going to empower you. And God is going to give you the wisdom that you need to get where you need to go. Otherwise, he wouldn't have sent you. Sometimes it's a test of your faith to see what you're going to do, to see how you're going to handle it, to see if you're going to call in your resignation. Well, I've been hindered. I quit. I resign. I'm leaving. Okay. Can you tell us why? Well, you know, I was hindered. Excuse me? Yeah, I was hindered. I was elbowed. You know, it was just too many potholes on the road. You know, it was just a little bit too bumpy for me. It was just a little bit. Excuse me? Beloved, I come to tell you this one, don't despair. The story isn't over yet. Turn around and tell your neighbor this morning that the story ain't over yet. Don't throw in the towel and don't give in just because you hit some kind of impasse. It ain't over till God says it's over. Baby, sometimes we are knocked down, but we are never knocked out as a born-again believer. All right, come on, somebody, give me a shout. All right, I'm finished. I got one more thing to say. Write it down. Uh-huh. Get the twinkles out your eyes. Write this down. Maybe you haven't heard anything I said for the last 25 minutes. Amen. And you need to hear this right now. What you want to say, Pastor? What you want to say? Yeah, I'm glad you asked me. Here you go. Devil has never had the last word on anything. And he isn't going to have the last word on your situation either. He has never had the last word. Homeboy ain't even got a word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The devil ain't even got no word. And he likes to try to throw his weight around. How you going to try to throw your weight around and you ain't never had no last word? You ain't never, hey man, I just got to get my last word in here. You ain't never had a word, talking about the last word. If we going to talk about the word, let's talk about the word with the capital W. That never fails and never returns until God void. That's the word we talking about. Regardless of what the devil has tried to do, beloved, I want you to know it's time for you to remember that what God has promised shall, S-H-A-L-L, all capital letters, what God has promised shall come to pass. As you hold fast to your faith in him, you might have been hindered yesterday. Try again today. You might have been hindered. Try again. Keep working your faith. All you're doing is building muscles. Same way I have me some 10-pound weights in the drawer. Matter of fact, I'm pulling them out today. Huh? Glory be to God. All you're doing is building muscles. In Jesus' name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we say thank you. Lord, we have run into an impasse, and we don't know how to get past it by ourselves. We have done everything we know to do, but the problem continues to persist in our lives. Today, we are asking you for the strength that we need to keep pushing forward and to overcome the obstacles that Satan has set in our path. We know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So today, Father, we ask you that the power of God residing in us be released to overcome each attack the devil has tried to bring against our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God's word will never return void. We know here in this service and our ministry, our program is always subject to change because we never know how God is going to do it. Amen. And God says, since we didn't have the service yesterday, hallelujah, to do it this way today, and it was very appropriate, amen, since we was hindered on yesterday, we not hindered today, amen, and to God be praised. Normally, we would have our reader read at the beginning of the program. Glory is our service. Today, we're going to do it now at the end. Glory be to God. And then I think we may have time for one or two testimonies. Excuse me. We may have time for one or two testimonies. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe some of you have been hindered and you want to give us a quick testimony on how you overcame that. The rest of you, we'll pray for you at 12 o'clock that you've been hindered. Amen. Glory. You're still hindered and you done lost your fight. Get your fight back. I wish I had time. Amen. I'm not gonna take the time. And I wish I had time to share a story or two with you. Amen. You got to get your fight back. You have to let the devil know who you think he's dealing with. I'm a child of God. You know, you might have hindered me, but guess what? And even in me being hindered, all things still work together for my good. Huh? Hallelujah. What looked like a loss was a gain. Amen and amen. Brother Reed is going to come and share a reading with us. Thanks. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Hit the number one. Amen. We have time for one, maybe two testimonies on this morning. Amen. In Jesus' name. Brother Reed, the floor is yours.
Praise God, Pastor. Thank you for just opening our eyes and letting us see that devil, he's real, but we just won't let him be what he wants to be. Today, I wanted to reach out with everyone with yesterday's Our Daily Bread. That's Tuesday, October the 5th. It says, with us in the valley, with us in the valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And that's Psalms 23:4. How reassuring is it to know that Almighty God, who brought forth the whole world, and that's Psalm 90:2, is so compassionate that he walks with us through even the most difficult places. Yes, he walks with us in the most difficult places. I will bless the Lord at all times. My shepherd, thank you for your perfect and faithfulness and kindness to help me to stay near you today. Lord, thank you for allowing me to be within your presence. not only today, but each and every day. So help us to stay with you today, that you share your faithfulness and kindness with each and every one of us at all times. My reading, I was going to step back to a reading I shared parts of some time ago. But as what our pastors have said today, I think this reading is right on time. And I'm going back to Sunday, September the 19th, our unbreakable in Jesus. Unbreakable in Jesus. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. And that's Jeremiah 1:8. Now, ladies, listening to this reading, listen to what these gentlemen went through. Lewis, excuse me, because I don't have my glasses. Lewis Zampanini, military plane crashed at sea during the war, killing 8 of 11 men on board. Louis and 2 others climbed upon into a life raft. They drifted. Now listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, it's important. They drifted for 2 months, fending off sharks, riding out storms, ducking bullets from an enemy plane, and catching and eating raw fish. They finally drifted onto an island and was immediately captured. After going through all that they went through, they drifted to an island and was immediately captured. And for 2 years, Louis was beaten, tortured, and worked mercilessly as a prisoner of war. His remarkable story is told in the book Unbroken. God didn't promise to save Louis or us from trouble, but he has promise to carry us through trouble. Louis recognized God's protection, and after the war, he gave his life to Jesus. He forgave his captors and led some to Christ. Louis realized while we can't avoid all problems, we need not suffer them alone. When we face them with Jesus, we become unbreakable. Ladies and gentlemen, when we face our difficulties, when we face things that we don't understand, we don't have to face it alone. We face it with Jesus, and he will keep us whole. So I'm going to end with Jesus, you're stronger than any storm. Please carry me through the one I'm facing right now. Father, we just thank you for being God Almighty. We thank you for your Son who intervened when he must. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that keep us on the right track so that we can be whole in whatever we are going through. To God be the glory. Pastor, thank you so much for allowing me to share today.
Amen and amen, and you're welcome, Brother Reed. Amen. Unbreakable, 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 beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Aware of the devil's tactics. Amen. Hallelujah. But God, our mind made up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some people may ask, glory be to God. Amen. I'll say this. Amen. Since I didn't see anyone in queue this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's okay. We just let the Spirit lead us. Sometimes we dedicate a Wednesday for pray for testimonies and no one testifies anyhow. Amen. So just let me say this morning. Amen. Glory be to God that, you know, some people might say, well, Pastor, what do you do when you get discouraged? Amen. What do you do? Amen. When situations come up against you, what do you do? Amen. When things get difficult, sometimes things would appear as they're really severe. Glory be to God. Amen. If I could answer that today, amen. Glory be to love, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will be interviewing tonight. Just let me drop this commercial in tonight after Bible study at around 9:30. I'm going to be interviewing my daughter, Erica Bradford, on Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to be interviewing her because, amen, everybody needs to see a part of her that they haven't seen. Amen. But people, so somebody was interviewing me and asked me, glory be to God. Amen. I'll tell you right now, you know what Pastor Bradford does? Amen. I get my fight on. When discouragement comes, I get my fight on. When depression try to come, suppression try to come, amen, sadness try to come, obstacles try to come, amen. It might hinder me. It might slow me down. I might have to take a seat. I have to rethink this, re-pray, pray another prayer. But whatever I'm doing, I'm fighting the whole time. 2 days ago, it got so severe. It got so severe. I don't realize in the hours between 3 and 6 in the morning, when God be waking you up, you need to be getting up. And when you go to the bathroom, whatever you do, I'm not talking about turning no TV on either. I'm talking about Kneebone Valley. When God be waking you up between the hours of 3 and 6, you need to stop turning around trying to go back to sleep, and you need to get up. Because God is trying to prepare you for what the devil is strategizing to come against you that day, come against you that week. The devil's trying to find a way in, and I'm telling you, you got to get your fight on. The devil want to get rough, you get rough in the spirit. Glory be to God. The devil got some strategy. Guess what? Me and the Lord got some strategy too. That the devil got some tactics, you got to come up with something in the street. You got to get your fight on. It's easy to sit around and start feeling sorry for yourself and blaming this person and blaming that person and blaming this. Baby, you got to, man, you got to get this. This is a spiritual fight, and it's a real fight. Get your fight on. The Bible says God will teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Let me show you that scripture as we give the benediction. I'm gonna find. Let me find that scripture. Some of you need. It's in Psalms. Amen. Let me go to. Some of y'all need to write it down and look at it today. See, because some of y'all scared to fight. Some of y'all scared to fight. Guess what? If you don't fight, you're gonna lose. Okay. You can find it in Psalms 144, verse 1. Psalms 144:1. Matter of fact, you can find it two places. You can find it also. You can find it in Psalms 18:34. Psalms 18:34. Glory be to God. He teaches my hands to war. Psalms 144:1. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my rock who trains my hands for war and my fingers to fight. God will teach you how to fight professionally in the spirit. You got to learn how to fight. That's what I do. I'm becoming a professional fighter. Do I want to fight? No. Why? Because it takes energy to fight. It takes determination to fight. It takes fortitude to fight. You just want to just lay down and say, leave me alone and go to sleep. It don't work like that. Baby, it don't work like that. You got to fight for your life. You got to fight for your children. You got to fight for your family. You got to fight for your business. You got to fight for your finances. You got to fight for your health. You got to fight for your relationship. You got to fight for your destiny. You got to fight. Why do you think the Bible tells us to fight a good fight of faith? Why would the? Well, I'm finished. I'm really finished. I got to ask you a question. I got. Why would God, capital G-O-D, tell you and me, his children, to fight a good fight of faith if it wasn't necessary? Oh, I'm just going to sit back. Why would God tell you, huh? Maybe you better put on your whole arm and get busy. Sometimes you might need a little help. We're going to pick back up into our spiritual warfare, beloved. We're going to schedule some time because, you know, it's just so important. Glory be to God. I'm over here fighting. I ain't been teaching it. I've been living it. See, I've been living it. You have to fight your way to the view. Where you going? I'm going to the top. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm glad you know it, but guess what? You got to fight your way to the top. Because guess what? Even if you don't want to go to the top and decide to remain on the bottom, you got to fight there too. So since you got to fight anyhow, in Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Okay. That's it for the day. Amen. We got the reading in. God said what he wanted to say. Beloved. He says, amen, beware of the devil's tactics. Don't feel defeated if you've been hindered. So that's Satan. That's Satan masters in that. Don't be defeated. Don't give up. Don't condemn yourself. Okay? Say another prayer and let the Spirit lead you. And try again. Well, we're going to go into detail on that tonight for our Bible study at 8 o'clock. Amen. We'll be here at 8 o'clock tonight for our Bible study. Please come and join us. Amen. And we're going to talk about that. The Spirit just led the way and prepared the way for that teaching coming forth tonight. Okay. We'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Lord's willing. On tonight at 9:30. I was going to do it before Bible study, but I decided to do it after Bible study. Amen. We are going to be interviewing Erica Bradford, Pastor Erica Bradford, on Facebook Live tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So most of y'all watching TV anyway at 9:30 and 10. Amen. Turn your cell phone on. Amen. All right. That's it. Amen. My pleasure. My pleasure. Amen. To be in the service of the Lord. Amen. And God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you. Thank you again, Brother Reed. Father God, we say thank you that we are unbreakable, and we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And Father God, some of us have been elbowed pretty hard too. We still feel that thing. We still feel it. But guess what, Father God? We want to say thank you that you're a healer. Thank you that you're leading us. Thank you you're guiding us. Thank you that you are directing us. Father God, our heart still goes out to that young man at Jefferson Hospital, God. We can't shake that when it's just getting so close to home. It's just getting so close to home, Father. People can't even go to work. People going to work to make an honest living, Father God, not sitting around trying to collect welfare and stimulus money, even though stimulus money is not available, whatever. Honest work and get gunned down at work in a hospital. And he was in the hospital with the doctors and still didn't make it. Father God, our hearts are heavy. Our hearts are heavy. Father God, as we go out today, as that young man was in the right place, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We're in the right place when we go to work. We're in the right place when we go to the supermarket. They're killing people at the supermarket. Our children are in the right place when they're in school. They're killing people in school. They don't even have a reason, Father God. They just aren't going to trigger happy. And Father God, we know who is behind all this bloodshed and all this senseless murder. We know who is behind it, Father God. We continue to pray, but Father God, we pray as for us and our house. Father God, we're not being selfish. We're being real. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Father, we pray your grace and your mercies over our lives, over our children, over our families, over our neighbors, over our co-workers. And somebody that's destined and appointed to die today, Father, we ask that you would cancel it and give them another chance. And we say thank you, Father God. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. We seal this service. We seal the word by the that is going forth, Father God, by the word of God, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord keep you, bless you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Please meet us at the 12 o'clock prayer. Amen. Back tonight at 8 o'clock for Bible study. If you're up at 9:30, amen, join us. Amen. Facebook Live. Amen. With Pastor Erica Bradford. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Pastor Bradford signing out. Amen. 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 Amen.